And where you grow them, that would be a
garden.
If you were growing a garden, what might you grow in?
Basil. Greens, cabbage, okra, tomatoes, beans and peas, and squash.
Okay. Now you mentioned tomatoes. Do you have a name for the type that don't get much bigger than that?
Tomato. I don't know.
You call it small
no,
tomato?
No, no. I don't remember the name.
Okay, let me try a few. Salad tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, Tommy Toes, any of those?
Maybe cherry tomatoes. I can't remember.
Okay. This is a particularly southern food that a lot of people like to eat for breakfast.
Really?
And used to, people would make this stuff out of wash pot full. It's the whole kernel.
Corn?
Well, and you know, you get the husk off and boil it.
I don't know. I've heard of it.
Called lye. Begins with an H.
Hominy?
Yeah. Okay. This is a starchy food that's grown in flooded fields in Louisiana and Arkansas.
Rice?
Yeah. What would you call an alcoholic beverage that people make in stills illegally?
Homemade liquor. Whiskey, homemade whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Moonshine?
I've heard of moonshine, yeah.
White lightning?
Yeah, I think I've heard of white lightning.
Okay. All right, this word, if something's cooking in the kitchen and it appeals to you, you might say, just that. Just?
Smell that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about stuff that you pour over pancakes to sweeten?
Syrup.
Or?
Jelly or jam?
Okay, something begins with an M.
Molasses.
Yeah. Is there a difference?
I don't know.
In syrup and molasses?
I have no idea.
Okay. Alright, this adjective I'm looking for, if I own a belt that's made out of cowhide, it's 100% cowhide, I might say, well, now this isn't imitation cowhide, this is
genuine.
Okay. And this is a word I'm looking for, sugar that was sold right out of the barrel before it was prepackaged. You say it was sold in.
I don't know.
All right, the word is B-U-L-K, sold in...
Bulk.
Okay. And these are, you have shakers on your table for these, for seasoning.
Salt and pepper.
Okay. This expression, I might, if somebody offers me a bowl of apples and oranges, I might say, well, I don't want an orange with...
I'll take the apple.
Or dip.
Give me an apple.
Good. Alright, if I'm identifying some boys, I might say something like, well, it wasn't these boys, it was...
Those boys.
Okay, and if I'm trying to point out something to a person, I might say, well, it's not here nearby, it's...
Over there.
Alright, or don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Okay. Complete this sentence. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life's hard on a man...
With plenty of money.
Okay. I got what I wanted. It's okay. What about, what would you call a place where a lot of fruit trees grow together?
A grove.
Or?
Orchard.
Okay. I complete this sentence too. If somebody's trying to find out who owns a certain orchard, let's say he asks me, and I say, well, no, I don't own it. I'm just a neighbor. Now, the man up the street, he's the man.
That owns it.
All right. And complete this sentence. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Was rich.
All right, what do you call the hard inside part of a cherry?
A pit.
What about of a peach?
Pit.
All right, do you have a name for the type of peach whose meat is tight against the pit?
Mm-mm.
As opposed to one that the pit falls out of easily?
Mm-mm.
All right, have you ever heard of anything like a cling peach or a cling stone or a press?
Mm-mm.
As opposed to a freestone peach or a clear seed?
Mm-mm.
None of that, okay. What do you call the part of the apple that you don't eat?